This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislation making its way through committee and on the Missouri Senate floor. On Monday afternoon, Senator Jay Wasson of Nixa brought up Senate Bill 549, legislation that seeks to reauthorize the Missouri Works Training and Missouri Works programs. He says he wants to combine this with Senate Bill 550.
All I'm doing is extending the sunset.
During floor discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton pointed out combining the two does not change their intent.
I'm guessing you're probably looking to extend two programs and not do like 100 other things.
Senator from the first.
In the same vein, Tuesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 699, which would modify the Ticket to Work Health Assurance Program. Senator Sifton sponsors.
The fiscal note said changing the name of the program would cost $50,000, so we jettisoned that change.
During floor discussion, Senator David Sater of Cassville mentioned he agrees with the measure.
Improve this program so that more people can have the ability to work even though they're disabled.
Senate Bill 549 now goes to the Missouri House. Preliminary Missouri Senate approval has been given to Senate Bill 699. Another yes vote would send it to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Okay, I'll call this meeting.
Wednesday morning, the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee heard Senator Sater present Senate Bill 722, legislation that seeks to require the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to conduct a study regarding the importation of certain prescription drugs by the state.
The cost of prescription drugs has been and still is skyrocketing.
The panel also heard Senate Bill 846, which would require certain healthcare professionals to complete 2 hours of suicide prevention training and is sponsored by Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur.
To allow people to get information will provide them the information they need.
Today I present to
Monday
you
afternoon saw the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil Senate and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee hear Senate Bill 791, a measure that would make knowingly inciting another to commit suicide second-degree involuntary manslaughter and is sponsored by Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis.
This bill will go one step further.
During panel discussion, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester pointed out her idea would, in fact, go beyond bullying.
So it's more than just inciting that person.
All three of these measures await final committee action.
The Senator from Cole.
Week 8 of the regular session will start Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.